Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting Harinam in Gambhira, one day he went to
make lesson.
Chaitanya Maharaj is not mortal person, but who covers himself, he had accepted all these material things in his body, but actually he has nothing. No urine, no lesson, nothing. But he was only other person, that I am a man like me, but actually nothing, all these things. No material, anything. So he was going to lesson. And at that time, Govinda was engaged in any another
Gopal.
And you could hear what I'm saying. Don't disturb. Govinda was cooking or doing another seva. So Gopal, a very
little boy,
of about 7 years, he took water in a earthen pot, kamandalu, and he went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any lonely place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at home did like so, that is so, very sad. The boy asked, what you are doing? Then he told that, oh Gopal, I have no control upon my son. He always sets Krishna. But when a man goes to lesson, at that time he is not sure. So I want to stop the cooking name. But it does not come in my control, and always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. I tried my level best, but I could not. Now ask, how you can do? So I have slightly handed it. So I don't want to take Krishna when I am not sure. Then he told the Prabhu, excuse me, if a man is going to die and he is lying down on the bed and lesson is going on automatically, he has no control over urine and lesson, what should he do? At that time his life is going, Atma is going, whether he should take name or not, Krishna. If he does not take at that time Krishna, then he will go to hell. So he should take Harinam or not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once laughed and what?
Let go.
Left
the sun and told that, oh brave boy, now you are Gopal Guru. Only a charge and guru can tell like this. So you are. From today you are Acharya. You are guru of whole world. And you can teach whole world. Because you have taught me, so you are. You should always chant Krishna name. Either going to lesson, jury, or any time. At the time of dying, at the time of taking birth, no impure thing is there. Every impure will be turned into pure. Eat Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu left his son and he is really laughing. And this Gopal became Gopal Guru. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he ordered Gopal Guru that I am going, but you should preach my name and the way of Satan Bhajan, what I have told you. Don't give up. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away, at the time of the Aprakat, you know, Gopal was dear like Guru, and he knew Astakaliya Lila Paddhati and Archan Paddhati two ways, by Bhagavat and Archan Paddhati. He mixed both. According to qualification and yogyata. Qualification?
Adhikari.
Those who can do bhav seva, they should do bhav seva. By Astakali Lila and all other things. Always remembering Krishna's past time. In Greek he has some grief. No? Understanding? He should develop his own wisdom. And those who have not been, that should be Archan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first Guru, Guru Rupi Sakhi, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Krishna Radha, or Gaur Gadadhar, or Gaur Nityananda. From Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Gadadhar is some higher level. And those who think that Gaur Gadadhar is Radha and Krishna, more better, both combined. So they should do all Archan. And then that bhav and this archan should be mixed together. Then it will come prem seva. And after that, this will be left, archan and all other things. And one bhav. So he has written some books. Bhajana Paddhati, yes. And his sister was, disciple was Dhyan Chandra. He wrote also Paddhati. It's the Paddhati. But always you should see that Bhav Seva fully, they can try, they can have grief like Raghunath Das Goswami in Dilap Kusmanji or Krishna Bhavana made by Krishna Jyavati. They should not see any one of gopis, but only they should have the idea that I should have a seva like them. Only that. Siddhasari ki kalpana mat karo. Don't imagine anything. Only you can do prasana prasana, prayer, to have all these things. By doing so, by the grace of Krishna or his associates, Siddha Sarit will come here automatically. Then, being one of them, we can go up. But if this stage is not coming, then this is only pray for all. Understand? This is very most important thing for Radhanga. We will pray for all this, to have Radhanga. But I cannot be Lalita, Sati, Vishakha, Sati, or any of them. Don't imagine yourself as a gopi. You only pray that gopi bhav to come in my heart. But don't be any gopi. Or anything of braja. By being so, if Krishna will see and his associates will see that it is proper time to manifest that bhav, then Siddha bhav will come and then we will do like that. So Uddhar, what's his name? Uddhar? What's his name? Gopal Guru. Was doing like this. Dhyanchandra was, when he became old, he told that I will leave this body in 2 or 3 days at just time. Also that he is quite well, how he will go? He told that just at this time I will go. It be ready. Dhyanchandra, one of the most
prominent
beloved disciple of
Gopal Guru.
He was watching. He saw that he sat on the asan before Thakur, Radhakant. He left his body. He told that I will go to Vrindavan and left the body. His body was given to Samadhi and all were beaten. Dhyanchandra became mad in his separation. He was so mad, so mad. After so many days, he at once there came the king and the officer of king and told that this deity and this temple is mine, is not yours, because Kashyamitra has not written any will for you. He has not given you. So you should go out of here. He told that just after Kashyamitra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the master of this whole land and Radhakanda must. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it to Dharan Dasa Thakur and his son Guru Gopal. And he is my guru, so I have come. So proper time, I am the master of this, I am doing seva, puja. I am not master, but I am seva. If I live this seva, I will die. No harm to die, but this I will do. He told that, give me some time to. Then, at the same time, some Vaishnava from Vrindavan reached Jagannath Puri and they meet with Dhyanchandra. And they told that your Gurudev, we are seeing your Gurudev is chanting Harinam under Bansivar. And he is doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, with so much bhava. Nothing there, nothing. Then I must go there. So he, without telling any other brother, without information, he went on foot in Vrindavan after so many months he reached there, and he went to Bansiwar, and he saw that his guru was there and was chanting Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. He did pranam and did parikrama, and he folded his hands and said that, oh Gurudev, looking at how you are here, you are going to die and you are so much, you are doing Harinam here, you should come with me. But he told that, I will never go. I am very much satisfied in Vrindavan, I am doing Sadhana, I will not go. Then King's persons are driven out first. So is there, in our garden there is a neem tree. Cut it down, and that neem tree you make a statue of myself, a sitigraha, like me. And I will sit there. And then you should pray what you want, and you can talk what you want. And I will reply and do everything what you want. So no need of going. What I will do, this vigra will do. There. Then he came, waiting, and he came and cut that neem tree, and then made a very beautiful vigra like Gopal ji. And in front of Radhakant, he established there, and he used to daily worship and talk all affairs. And he also talked, being in Vitra. He told that the king's person are again coming, you should tell, oh yes, I am doing. So he came to in the Swapna. Then he went to king and told, why you are doing so? If he'll go, I will do Sarvanas to you. Sarvanas means?
Some danger, escape from trouble to you.
Sarvanas means, I will kill you. And take everything what I have given you. Don't be such that. He could do everything, don't do that. Then king said, like this, I will not do, please execute. Then king himself came and told that anyone not disturbing, you should do as you are doing. It will be as hereditary for you, and you, your disciple, that disciple, that disciple can be. So up till now, so don't see that vigraha as a beauty, not as a only vigraha, but himself. If you want to talk him, you can talk also. But talk like dancer.
Why now in that Gambhir do they sing another mantra? It seems that they're singing Akashantadaya mantra. When did it change like that? Did it became not a Santa?
They don't know anything. Any person comes and takes mantra, and they take mantra Queen Krishnaya, Sri Krishnaya, Gopijana Vallabhaya, then Narayani Vallabhaya Swaha. The same difference. They don't know what is
that. Just gradually over time things became covered up.
A man was cutting grass, and he told that I am not getting food and I cannot manage my samsara. Now I want to live in this month. I will do some seva. Yes. They get there, mantra, and engage in seva. He does not know what is vigraha. he will tell that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They told you?
Not me, another person.
Another
person.
I was just saying, hey, Gopal Guru is Sri Guru. Who is Gopal
Guru? Sri Guru.
Gopal Guru? Any Manjari? Manjari are Sakti. Among eight Sakti. I don't remember. I will tell it to you.
When Mahaprabhu came to Satyamitra's house, he showed Satyamitra his forearm form.
No.
Doesn't Chaitanya Chaitanya?
Whose form?
I thought I saw in Chaitanya Chaitanya that he revealed one forearm form to Satyamitra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
It may be because they were all Jagannath Sevak, mm-hmm. and Jagannath is 400.
Vishnu?
So Chaitanya. So, to make him believe, mm-hmm. like Sadhu Bhattacharya, like.
Yesterday somebody asked me at Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, how he is the Namacharya if he has not got a role, a position in serving Radha and Krishna? Because the perfection of chanting Nam is to understand
how Brahma is your Brahma. How Brahma is your Acharya? Like Brahma? Like Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj is not Acharya.
But the perfection of Nam seems to be to enter into Vrindavan Dham.
Nam are two of kinds, with Aishwarya and without Aishwarya. Madhurya. He was doing prachar of Acharya. Like a general man. That's today.
You have to give down to this. Here you can come, but it will be very. Now, I first need to know what is bhakti. What is bhakti? And then, what is bhava? And then try to read and understand where this bhava can be understood. In what person, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, or in Bhakti Gautama, or in the books of our Prabhupada Adya Swami, we always
collect, research,
such topics, in what chapters, in what conversation, where desire. Then we will try to read and to understand by Vaishnava. That's true. And how can be. That's it. Then we read. From early stage, Shraddha, this is the seed of bhakti. Fill up two kinds, are of two kinds. Yogamayi and Sakshatarthi. Understand?
Greed.
Greed takes us to Radha. And what the Bhagavad Gita is saying?
Swami Bhagavad
Gita. And Shastra-Shastra-Nayi takes it to Vaidhi Marga. We could adopt Vaidhi Marga, but try to follow also Raga. Doing Vaidhi Bhakti. Our bhava will come towards Ra. So early, to hear this past tense of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, author is Sanatana, Raghunath Das Yogi, and in Bhagavad 10. We feel pleasure, some ruchi. In that sense, that we should know that good is
automatically
internal. So, fully grid should come. And if grid comes, then it will begin from a ruchi. And easily it will reach in asakti. Ingrid Nesta Gallup as a horse, Gallup. No, not from the state of Gallup. In by the Bhakti, he has the thought of this kind. But in any case, I am saying that I have some greed, and also there are so many things. Nisha is not there, and there are so many unnatural things. I have some attachment with worldly things. If this woman, this Patistha, Patistha means pain, and
this money.
Then you should think that real greed is not. This greed is only worldly. It will not be. So you have to change. You have to do vegetable. And have prayer to Father. When galloping a stage will come, he will not speak words on earth, not anything, jumping to the world. It will take a rupi, and rupi wants to also jump. He is jumping after. But that is certainly greed, actual. Our greed is not actual of it, up till now. But a greed very lean and thin, like prey comes. So let it be both eyes. Then it will have power to gather. Now we can be, as I settled in money, he can give you that and take anything. I want pain, and he says, oh, you are like God, you are certainly acharya with you. You can give me, you are Mukta Mahaprabhu. Oh, yes. Always by the God. And according to our avatar and Yogyata, qualification, we should try to have that actual dream, some actual person, live it, listening, hearing, it, past tense of Krishna, of Ragatmik Vaishnava. Ragatmik, you know? And with this, when Krishna is playing his voice, Sakha, the Sakha of Sakha, Krishna is out of Sakha. When he is a supported voice, when the Suda gets his milk and steps in, he sees the whole, not the then the Krishna becomes like a child. He cannot be like him. He cannot move. He cannot take the breast of her mother, his mother. The Yashoda will get her breast in the mouth of Krishna. Understand? Mother is there. क्या
समझ रहे हैं उसने अपने आप अपने मैया के स्तर नहीं जी सकते हैं मैया उनके मुख में देती है
लेकर के गोदी में यहाँ पर दे करके
उसको मैया अपने दूध
पिलाए उस समय ऐसा
जानते ही नहीं है कि कैसे मैया का दूध पिया
एंड ही इज व्हेन ही इज विद गोपी ही इज वेरी
प्लीज
टू डू दिस विल बी लाइक एरो And this has to be in position. Anyone can come, he will sit down. He will stay flat. And Krishna will take everything, leaving them nothing, his mind and everything. And giving everything to him.